The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 48 million Americans get sick from eating contaminated food each year. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. One of the big challenges for companies is tracing those food products and getting them off the shelves quickly. Caitlin Wowak is an assistant professor of management at the University of Notre Dame Mendoza College of Business. She's the lead author of a new study on this topic. Hi, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What determines how difficult it is to pinpoint what's making people sick and issue a recall?
So it can be a variety of different things. It can be how widespread a product is distributed. So if it's only distributed to certain states or across an entire country, that can be much more difficult to kind of trace back what the root cause of a problem is, as well as how fast flowing food products are. So if a product flows very quickly, all the product could be consumed before the company has a chance to respond.
One complication that you've written about is the way that products are identified. So with product blending, you're mixing raw ingredients to make a product, and those ingredients have unique IDs. But what happens to those IDs when you make a product out of them, like cookies or salsa or something like that?
When raw ingredients come into a manufacturing plant, they have their own IDs. And let's take the salsa that you mentioned. So those unique IDs, when they're blended into a salsa container, the salsa gets a new unique identifier that doesn't necessarily connect to the raw ingredients. So if something's wrong with that salsa, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to determine is it the tomato that's wrong? Is it the jalapeno peppers that's wrong? What batches of the tomatoes are wrong? So getting the new identifier for that product can make traceability much more difficult than having a way to link the raw ingredients to a finished product. But a way that companies might be able to handle the traceability better is to some way connect the raw ingredients identifier with the new finished product identifier and kind of a nickname or a way to bridge the two together.
So you also write that how perishable a product is, the faster it gets to a store, the harder it is to recall it. How do we fix that problem?
So that's something that a lot of companies struggle with. And a lot of companies, a lot of food companies, they treat product traceability as kind of a one-size-fits-all approach. But what we discovered in the research is that products that move quickly through the supply chain, perishable products, it's more important to have further traceability both upstream and downstream in the supply chain. So typical government regulations are kind of one step up and one step down the supply chain. So I know who my supplier is and I know who my customer is. But with perishable products, it can be very beneficial to look maybe two or three steps up the supply chain and two or three steps down the supply chain so you have more visibility with these fast-flowing products.
What do companies need to be doing to improve the way that they do food recalls?
What we found in the research is most of the time when companies recall food products, a large majority of the products that they recall are actually safe, but they don't have fine grain enough traceability to be able to say exactly this product is tainted. So they'll recall multiple products or multiple lots just to be safe with everything. And as consumers, we appreciate that, but it gets more expensive from a company's perspective. So by changing the way that they label products as they get commingled or blended in the supply chain, increasing traceability increasing the amount of traceability or transparency for certain products can help them more effectively recall products.
Caitlin Wowak is an assistant professor of management at the University of Notre Dame Mendoza College of Business. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate your time.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.